Hey Sam, second time.
Hey, yeah, I think that Sam got disconnected. This is Ian Luca from Orbit Design Agency, the CDO for the company. How are you?
Hey, how are you, Ian? I'm well.
All right, I'm great. Thank you, sir. So Sam told me about the situation that you've been going through, and I think that you guys would kind of basically set it up a device by which that can scan the barcodes, give you the time, give you the date, and every information.
Yep.
About it, right?
Right.
So we're going to find the API, and I think that you yourself have texted the company as well, and you were waiting for the email, but no response yet?
Yep. Yep.
Okay. So, see, for this kind of thing, we have did basically one of the system in the past as well, and if you want, we can do that again for you, because if you get the device, then you know yourself that wherever the device will be physically available, only at that particular point, you can scan the items, right?
Okay, so you're saying I got to buy one and get it here first? Is that
typically
the way it works?
No. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that even though if the Zapier device basically gives you the API, and if it works, then that will simply going to give you the access only where the device is available so that you can check the barcodes and everything about it, right?
Right.
The other way is that if you have seen the design that Sam had basically sent you the other day, in which the QR code was coming up and down below there was a button for scan, we can integrate that particular button with the mobile phones, with the iPads, with the tablets, cameras integration. So by that particular way, you will not be bound for that particular device every single time to scan the items, which means even though if you're traveling somewhere, you're in the plane or you would like to basically scan a product or anything like that, you can open up your cell phone, scan that particular code, and it will give you the exact location, time, and date, whatever you've been looking for.
Okay.
And that will simply
going to
allow all the devices. Yeah. And that will simply going to allow all the devices. We will add up to 1 million devices, no matter iPads, iPhones, tablets, Samsung. It is basically bringing up the complete website to a web application by which the system could basically open up the exact same specifications through its camera and then scan the barcode, give you the exact timeline and everything about it. And as far as the backup is concerned, you and Sam have basically discussed about the Excel file that you'll simply going to share with us so that it will be stored in the back end of the website.
Yeah.
So eventually, both of them will be working the same way.
Right.
That's
like a step in the absolute right direction. I hadn't thought of taking that into a like a cell phone world. The idea here, I mean, our supervisors have cell phones, so they can scan when it gets to those certain places.
And why I said like 1 million devices, because maybe you are using iPhone and the other one is using Android. So that's
why the
complexity of the application was simply going to work for all the things, and we will basically going to test it for you so that everything is on the same page.
So, scanners or like a tablet or a whatever.
Right. Whatever they want, like now, Samsung tablet, iPad, anything.
So laptop, you'd be able to get off the camera on the laptop?
We can basically add the functionality for the laptops too, but I think cell phone or tablets or iPads would be
the
easiest one that could. You can take a photo on the particular laptop.
Sounds good, except for you're breaking up on the cell phone, so my confidence is starting to waver. Hello? I think I just lost you.
So the